Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Just you and me. Got some things I want to say, some things I want to talk about our businesses, my business, your business. How you feeling these days? Are you excited? If you are, you're in the minority. Congratulations. Most of us are at least concerned, if not a little frightened. And I think it's okay to admit that. I want you to know that it's okay to admit that you don't have all the answers. It's okay to talk about what's going on. You know how if your business is off a little bit or you got a peck of problems and you walk up to somebody and you say, "Hey, how's business?" "Oh, we're great. Things are great. We just can't get all the business done." You know, and then later on you find out that really wasn't the truth. Well, I think honesty is the best policy. You know, you don't have to hang all your dirty laundry out in the yard for everybody to see. But I do think it's appropriate, especially today, and especially in 2009. I think it's completely appropriate if somebody says, "How's business?" for you to say, if this is the case, if you say, "Well, you know what, we're hanging in there. We're, you know, '09 is a challenge, going to be a challenging year for us." It's okay to say that. You haven't said, you know, we'll all be killed. You haven't said, you know, we're not going to make it. You just said, you know, it's an interesting year, and you can. I think it's okay to have these conversations with your peers. And I think it's okay to have these conversations with your customers. In fact, I think it's appropriate for you to have these conversations with your customers. Because now, if their business is going gangbusters, introduce me to them, by the way, if they are. But if they're doing great, you're going to know that. And if you're calling on them and you're getting some of their business, then you know, happy days are here again, right? But as you probably know, most of our customers are at least concerned about how things are going these days. We've got the worst recession right now than we've had in a long, long time. I think we have to be honest about these things. We can't deal with what's in front of us is if we aren't honest about the reality. That doesn't mean that we're capitulating. That doesn't mean that we're giving up. It doesn't mean that we're being negative. We're just being honest about things. And I think if we can be honest about these things with our customers, then that helps our customers, especially those that we know that we can still do business with, but we know that they're watching every nickel. We know that they're concerned about survival. You know, anything that you can talk to them about that deals with the reality of what's happening to you and to them, I think puts you in a place where you can empathize with each other and build form a bond around that. I think we can form bonds around this, around what's happening right now. I'm not talking about misery loves company. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the honesty, the ability to walk into a customer and say and to talk to them about and to get them to open up to you about what's happening to them, about what they're concerned about, what they're excited about. If they'll tell you what they're concerned about, they'll sure tell you what they're excited about. But you won't really know. You may not really know how things are until somebody's prepared to tell you a little bit about what worries them, what concerns them. And once you get to that level of the conversation, then you can start to help each other. And I'd like to encourage you to have these kinds of conversations with your customers, to acknowledge that we got some trouble. We got some problems with the economy. And it's not just national. It's global. We got global issues here, folks. And of course we're going to come out of this. Of course, we know that that's what's going to happen. The human beings, with all the infrastructure, with all the critical mass, the human beings have produced. Just in the last 50 years, maybe the last 20 years, maybe the last 10 years, all the critical mass that we've created, we're not going to go away. The global economy is going to come back. There's no question about that. We don't have any world wars going on here. We're not fighting each other the way we have in years, in generations past. There's an awful lot of positive things out there that we can be happy for, we can be glad for, that are positive. And as long as we can be honest with each other about where things are, we can start helping each other. We can communicate better. And so I encourage you, if you've got a friend or two who and you're talking about each of you are talking about your businesses, be honest with each other about how things are going. If you're a little afraid, say that. And I think you might be surprised what you get back. Now, if you're not, don't say that you are. When you're talking to customers, find a way to get the truth out on the table. Because I believe when the truth is on the table, that's when trust can be on the table. When truth gets out, the trust happens. And when trust happens in 2009, that's when the business happens. I think that's what it's going to take in 2009 is to find people we can trust with our reality. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And don't forget to check out my blog while you're there. Check out my newsletter. You can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. And lots of other stuff there. 5 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something, regardless of how much time you have to spend, we got something that will help you. You can read. You can listen. And so I hope you'll check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're just talking about being honest with folks. If we can't be honest, we can't help each other. It doesn't help. It's not helpful if your business is challenged right now. If you're having a tough time, if you're frightened about how things are going, where are they going? Are you going to make it? If you're frightened about that, and I've been there, done that. If that's where you are, it doesn't help you if you tell other people you're doing great if that's not true. And if they say the same thing to you, you don't want to talk to those guys, right? You don't want to be around those guys. So here are these two guys who are lying to each other. Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah, me too. We couldn't be better. And you've seen that happen before. I have. When the truth is, if both of you could just say, well, you know what, we're hanging in there, but it's tough this year, something like that, the other person would probably say, yeah, us too. Well, what are we doing? What are you going to do about it? Well, here's what I'm doing. Really? Well, I've got an idea about that. We can't be, folks. We can't become cavemen at a time like this. I have to tell you, folks, when things get tough like this, there's never a more of an important time for you to get outside of your building, go outside of your office, get out in the marketplace, go somewhere, talk to somebody else, get some better perspectives on things. Because if things are going rough in your company and you're staying inside your four walls, all you're doing is breathing your own carbon dioxide. You're not getting any fresh oxygen into your business. And I'll tell you, every single time I have an opportunity to go somewhere, I try to do it. And when I say go somewhere, I'm talking about going to a meeting, going to a networking event, go if there's an industry event that I can go to where I can meet other people, I can see old friends, where I can hear about some new things that are going on, whatever it might be. Just going in those places not only gets you a little bit of new energy, it gets you some new perspectives, and you'd be amazed how many times, whenever I've gone somewhere like that, how many opportunities I found. And there have been times, folks, when I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go to that chamber meeting. I didn't want to go to a national or a regional or a local event somewhere. And I wound up going. I didn't really want to go at first, but I wound up going. And if I hadn't gone, my future would have been a lot worse than it was. I picked up something. I learned something. I met someone. Something happened at that event that was pivotal, that was important to me and my business. I can't tell you how many times that has happened to me. So folks, be honest with other people. Be honest with your customers. Learn how to communicate with each other in a way that where you can help each other, where you can be supportive of each other. As I say, you don't have to hang all your dirty laundry out there, but you can have some conversations. Find some people to talk to. Find somebody, a peer, a friend, somebody you can talk to about what's really going on. It's helpful to get those things out, because when you say them out loud, they don't sound as bad as when you cook them up inside your head. And be honest with your customers. It'll help them be honest with you. It'll help them to open up to you and to build a trusting relationship. And as I've said, in 2009, the people we're going to do business with are the people we can trust. And you can't have trust until you have honesty. And then when you get a chance, get out into the marketplace. Get out of your building. Go outside. Talk to other people. Meet other people. And I think you'll find that you'll be glad you did. I know I have, over and over and over. Because remember, small business owners, you and I are going to have to lead this economy out of this thing that we're in right now. The government's not going to do it. Big business is not going to do it. It's going to depend upon you and me, small business owner. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.